Hey Menachem Ov, Tuesday the 24th of July, Baba Avram Chaim's on, Al Totza as Moav.
The Apostle states in this week's Sadra, Moshe Rabbeinu went over the journey in the Midbar, and one of the things which Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Totza as Moav, don't wage war against Moav. So the Gemara in Baba Kama, in Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara says, the Gemara asks a kasha. V'chima ola al da'atoi shel Moshe la'asus milchama shaloi b'rshus? A Yid doesn't go make a war without rshus from the Urim Tumim, without rshus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it would appear from the Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu was holding by making a war against Moav without even asking the permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem had to preempt and to tell him, no, don't go make a war. So fret the Gemara, b'chima, ola al da'atu shal Moshe, la'asus milchama shal lo b'rishus, v'ikantana habamina Moshe Rabbeinu should have to make a war without permission, and for the Gemara, nosa Moshe kavuchayma ba'atzmoy. Moshe Rabbeinu made a kavuchayma. Uma midyonim. If already in last week's Sedra against Midyon, by Imatos, Shalai bo el olazoi es Moav. They only came to help Moav. Nevertheless, Omro Torah, the Torah said, Sarai es amidyonim, ikisem eisom, you should wage war, you should kill them. Is Moavim atzmon, they were the ones who, they were the instigators. Is the Chalekos again that we should make a war against them? That was Moshe Rabbeinu's Habamina. So what's wrong with this Kavuchema? Omro HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy kasha'ol saldatcha, all saldati. I disagree with this kabuchim. Pavos, shtei predos toivos, yeshli, lahotzi mehen, there's two tzidkonios, there's Rus HaMoyavio, who's got to come out from the nation of Moav, and therefore, even though after gutta kabuchim, oba gzeres akosu, I don't want you to go and carry out this war, because of this tzadekas, Rus, who's going to come out from the nation of Moav, so they must be preserved. So we have in the Gemara three stages. The first stage is the Gemara's Kasha. Mechatesa Moshe Rabbeinu should have a Havamina to make a war. That's stage one. Then we have stage two, that the Gemara explains what Taka the Havamina was Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kavuchema. That's the second stage of the Gemara. And then we have the third stage, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu why this Kavuchema Hashem is not masking because of Rus HaMoavim. So three Shlavim, three stages in the Gemara. So Be'ezit Hashem, time permitting, we'll throw over Ha'arab on each of the stages of the Gemara. So let's start with stage one. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why did Moshe Rabbeinu think there was a Habamin he's going to make a Milchama without permission? So Tosfos, in Baba Kama, in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Tosfos asks, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu two other times not to make war, not against Amoim, and not against Edom. All mentioned in this week's Sedra. Fretasus, so why does the Gemara punkt ask on Moav? The Gemara asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have a minute to make a war against Moav without permission? Agutakasha. But why didn't the Gemara ask the same question on Amoin and on Edom? And you don't have the Teretz. The Teretz which we have on Moav, the Kavuchema from Midian, you won't have on Amoin and Moav and Edom. So it's a stronger kasha even. So Frektosus, why, how come the Gemara didn't ask the Kasha on Amun and Edom? So Tosfos answers as follows. Tosfos says, Rashi Bemis brings down, there was a difference between our approach to Edom and Amun and our approach to Moav. Amun and Edom, we were not even allowed to harass them. We were not even allowed to threaten them, let alone to make war against them. Against Moav, so Rashi brings, we were allowed to go and make maneuvers as if we were about to attack them, we were about to harass them, we were about to scare the daylight out of them. Just we weren't allowed to actually artiska bomb milchama. We just weren't allowed to go ahead and make a war against them. Zok Tosfos. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't fight against Amoim, and don't fight against Moav, against Edom. He wasn't telling Moshe Rabbeinu, don't make a war. Habamina? Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't make a milchama without permission. So for that, you don't need a pasuk. In fact, you wouldn't need a pasuk for that. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu over to harass Edom and to scare Ammon of them. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need permission. Oy bazoi, Evsha, that's a good habit. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu would think, does Kenachiyat that I'm allowed to do? To go and threaten Ammon and Edom and make them think I'm going to make war against them. So, Tosis, for that, you don't need permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not actually making a war. So there, it's very good. You need a pasuk. You need the pasuk to tell me, Al Totsa, don't make a war against Ammon, and don't even threaten Ammon, and don't even threaten Edom. So Tosfos didn't have a problem. The Gemara didn't have a problem on Ammon and Edom, because of course you need a pasuk. You need a pasuk not to tell me, don't make a milchama. You need a pasuk to tell me that you shouldn't even threaten them. And that's a good habit. Ma'ashein came to Tosfos against Moav. Against Moav, we were not allowed to eat. We were against Moav. It was al tiska ba milchama, which means we were allowed to threaten them. The only thing which was forbidden was actually to make a war. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, al tota as Moav, it must be what he was saying was, don't actually wage a war against Moav. You can't say the same terrors which were said by Ammon and Edom. The terrors won't apply by Moav, because Moav, we were allowed to harass them. We were allowed to threaten them. The only thing which was forbidden was actually to go to war against them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have been saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't get out your guns and make an actual war with Moav. Ah, fret the Gemara, say. So from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivoy to Moshe, legabe Moav, it's clear that Moshe Rabbeinu had to have a minute that I should go ahead and make a milchama. So by Ammon and Edom, where we were forbidden even to threaten them, so you need a pasuk, you need a tzivoy. Don't even make a threat against them. Mashenki by Moav, where we were allowed to threaten them. So the only thing which was forbidden was to make a war, is of them, fret the Gemara. So Hestus, you're telling me, by Moav, from Moav, it's clear, and only from Moav, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a havamina to make a milchama without permission. Fret the Gemara, the Chimah, all doubt. As a result, Hestus, the Meshech Chachma comes and suggests another terrace. The Meshech Chachma says, if you look at the Psukim, you'll notice a slight difference between the wording of the tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it came to Ammon and Edom, and the tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu when it came to Moav. And the difference is as follows. When it comes to Edom, state in Pasuk HaSeh, Vesha'om tzav le'moir, command the people that you're going next to the border of Esav, al tiskorubom, don't chapter them. The tzivoy was to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the people. Ve'es ha'om tzav le'mos. That's for Furish and the Pasuk. When it comes to Ammon, the Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't make a war against, don't chapter with Ammon, it states in Pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vaydabe Hashem Eli le'mor. And we know whenever it says le'mor, it means to pass on, tell Eden, tell Klal Yisrael, Lamoy. So Ammon and Edom, there was a tzivoy to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't make a milchama, but the mechuvan, the aim of the tzivoy was, pass the message on to Klal Yisrael. If you look at the pasuk of the Meshech Chochma, when it comes to Moav, stated pasuk, Vayomer Hashem Eli, al totza es Moav. Very interesting deal. Doesn't say Lemoir. Vayoma Hashem Eli. A personal message addressed and aimed at Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the pshat? By Ammon and Edom, in Pasuk, the tzivoy was aimed at Klal Yisrael. So answer Lemoir. Or Lemoir. By Moav, the tzivoy was aimed at Moshe Rabbeinu. Dr. Meshech Chochma, beautiful. When it comes to Ammon and when it comes to Edom, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a half a minute to make a milchama. Without permission? A half a minute? Oh, but the problem was, maybe Klal Yisrael, maybe the hotheads of Klal Yisrael, the Kanoim of Klal Yisrael, they'll go ahead, like Vayapilu, like we had in Shlach Lecha, maybe they'll go ahead and say, yeah, Hashem Shammai, Lom again, we're making milchama. So you need a tzivoy. You just get cash, you can't get cash on Kanoim. Is Ramila, the Gemara didn't have anything schwer. Zok the Meshachachma. How? Why do you need a tzivoy by Amoin? And why do you need a tzivoy by Elu? Of course you need a tzivoy. You've got to control the hotheads. You've got to control the chevra who maybe will want to go without a command, without a mitzvah, and make a mocham. Mash Enki by Moyav. The message was addressed personally to Moshe Rabbeinu, not to pass on to Klal Yisrael. Vayomer Hashem Elai. There's no lemoyers over there. So that means Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Vayistos Moshe Rabbeinu himself needed to hear this message, not to pass on to Klal Yisrael. Fred the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu himself had a hammer minute to make a mocham of Ikei Dazayin? Zok the Meshech Chochma, that's why the Gemara asks the Kasha, Dafka Moyav. Because on Moyav it was clear that the Havamina was that Moshe Rabbeinu himself would go ahead and make a Muhammad without permission. Masha'eki by Amoin and Edoim, it's clear the apostle, there wasn't, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a Havamina. The Chashash was, maybe the people of Klal Yisrael, maybe the Kanoim and Klal Yisrael would go, and on, as we say, on Kanoim coming to Shrek and Kikashas, is that also their attacker, that maybe they would go without permission. So that's why you need the Gemara only asks on Moyav, and not on Amoin and Edoim.
Left with the risk that the Kanoim will start to mokhal against.
Well, obviously, once Moshe Rabbeinu knows it's Osir, I suppose it's self-understood that he'll tell them. But the vot was that Moshe Rabbeinu, you see from the pasuk, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu himself needed to know. Once he knows, Mimela, he'll pass on the message.
What was the Hamamina?
That was the Gemara's kasha. Does fit the Gemara by Moshe. So what was the Hamamina to make mokhala? Of them after the Gemara, Kamuchimah from Midian. Well, that's why the Gemara only asks by Moyov. Because there you see that Moshe Rabbeinu himself had a Havamina. Masha'ekin, according to the Meshech Chochma. Masha'ekin by Amun and Edoim, he would never have had a Havamina. And the Chashash was the people. That's the horror on the first stage of the Gemara. So the Gemara carries on, let's just cut it over. The Gemara carries on, and the Gemara says, so what was the Havamina of Moshe Rabbeinu? So you made a Kabbal Chayma. If already Midian, who only came to help, they were not the instigators of the downfall of Klal Yisrael. Nevertheless, we were told to make a war against them, to kill them. Saroyah as a Midianim is Kavuchema against Moyav. Kavuchema, we should make a war. That was a Havamina. Oh, comes the Mishnah Merach in the state of Parashas Drachim. Frag the Mishnah Merach a Parashas Tekasha, famous klal. Ein Einshin Minadin. I'm sure you're all familiar with this rule. You cannot give an onus on the basis of a kavul chayma. You can make a kavul chayma to make something osa. You can make a kavul chayma to make something muta, to make something tamei, to make something tahar. Of a ein onshin min hadin. You cannot give a punishment, be it malchus, be it misa, on the basis of a kavul chayma. So frek them, so proshes rachim. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's havamina? So how can the Gemara say Moshe Rabbeinu had a Havamina? As was, he's going to go ahead and kill Moyav, make a war against Moyav, based on a Kavul Chema from Midian. I should a klal ein shimin adin. As I fret the Mishnah Merach. So one of the truths in which he says, as soon as he after the rest of the divine, one of the truths in which he says is, I should die in the Gemara Sanhedrin a machloikas permis in this klal. And he brings the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel held ein shimin adin. I'm a Kenya. You can give a punishment based on a Kavu Chema. This Gemara Baba Kama in Daf Lamed Ches is going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. In other words, you're giving into the Kasha. It's a good Kasha. Einan Shimon Adin, Chonish Geneitza. Now, Baruch Hashem, Chagufun, and a Tana, found a Tana who holds Ein Shimon Adin. And in the Chanamah, this Gemara in Baba Kama, which says that the Havamina of Moshe Rabbeinu to make a war against Moyav was based on a Kavul Chema, this Havamina is only going according to Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. Fine. The shaila is, so how do the other Tanoim? Oh, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It's not Stammer, it's a Braisa, but it's a pasuk in the Torah. So how do the other Tanoim fend for this Kasha? Ain't Ein Shimon Adin. So maybe a possible Mahalach would be as follows. In the Haflah wrote a Sefer Al HaTorah, it's called Ponim Yofos. So he brings, in Parshas Matos, he brings an interesting Chazal. The Chazal says it's a Yalkut. In the Pasuk, when we made the war against Midian, state in Pasuk by Yitzpu'u Al Midian. In Chazal say, according to one Madama, by Yitzpu means, we besieged Midian. And Chazal say we besieged them from three sides. Not four sides, but three sides. We left one side open, kedei sheyivrachu, in order to, that there should be an opportunity for the people of Midian to escape. As we say in Chazal, this Chazal is brought down in the Rambam, in Hilchas Melachim. It would appear that this is not just a local thing which they did then in Bul Milchama of Midian. From here we learn, Rambam brings, when you wage a war against the city, you should always leave one side unsurrounded. Some Mepharshim say that it's Rachmanis to allow them to escape. Other Mepharshim say Mamish Paket. When someone has got their back up against the wall, and they know they've got nothing to lose, so then they suddenly get much more koichas. If at the back of your mind you think, I've always got a way out, you don't put your full koichas into it, because you think, just in case, worse comes to worse, I can run away. So you don't fight to the, you don't with your last ounce of strength. So Azariah, the Yidden, always leave. Those are the two ways of learning. The Panimiyafos seems to have understood that there was something particular, even though in Ochanama this is a halacha which applies to all Muhammads, but there was an added reason why this Chazal is mentioned of all the Muhammads, Dafka, in the Milchemes Midyan. Because in Milchemes Midyan there was an added reason. Besides these two reasons which we just mentioned, there was a local reason, a particular reason in Milchemes Midyan, why this din was applied. And that's as follows. Rashi brings, we know the beginning of Parshas Balak, Rashi brings the Midian and Moav were the Emes enemies, sworn enemies. They were always at each other's throats. But when Klal Yisrael, when they were threatened by Klal Yisrael, so they made friends. Bistama, there were tourism and there was trade. So in Midian you found plenty of people from Moav, and in Moav you found plenty of people from Midian. The borders open and you found. Zok, the Panim Yafos, listen to this. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a tzivoy, al totzas Moav. We're not allowed to kill people from Moav. We have a chiyuv to go and make a war against Midian. But there's a problem. Because when you go to war against Midian, there are people from Moav there, happen to be on holiday, or business. So what are you going to do? You're going to make an announcement, anybody from Moav raise their hands, everybody's going to raise their hands. So how are we going to know what we're going to do? So what are you going to say? You go basarayv. You can't just go basarayv. Kol kavua kemechta amechta domi. They're all there. They're all there in the city. Everybody is on their space. So basarayv, there's no way you can go basarayv. Remember the cloud? Kol kavua kemechta amechta domi. So what are we going to do? Zon chazal amayindikates. Do you remember the Gemara in Zvachim and Chulin? The Gemara says, if you have... if you have, let's say, 100 behemoths, and one animal, which is Osa Bahana, gets mixed up amongst the 100 behemoths. So you've got 101 behemoths, 101 animals, and one of them is Osa Bahana. Fafalim, nothing you can do about it. All 101 are now Osa. Says the Gemara suggests, Al-Kabar is Don Eitzah. If you go, and you turn your back, and then you open the gate, and then they run out. So each one which runs out, you can now say, Karl de Porish, Miruba Porish. You got to remember the 10 shops in the city. 9 are selling kosher meat, 1 is selling trefa meat. You find a piece of meat, if you go in the shop and you forget which one you went, that's kavua. You can't use it. But if you find a piece of meat in the street, it's called a Porish, Miruba Porish. Says, turn your back, open the gate, let them run out. When they run out, you take one very, call the parish, he's from the rive. Zokta Panim Yofa is half of a fella. Do you know why they're supposed to leave open one gate? Because that way they'll run away. Each one which runs away will say, you're called the parish, you're a Midian, off with your head. So we've got no problem. We've got no problem of killing a Moav, because like this, we'll leave a gate open, they'll run out, it'll be a Kol de Porish, Meruba Porish, and they'll be allowed to kill them. As a result, the Panim Yafos. So the Panim Yafos, maybe this explains, he finishes off, why, if you remember from Pashas Matos, the Yidden, when they made the war, they didn't kill the Noshim and the Ketanim. So the Ketanim, okay, maybe the Stam didn't kill, but the Noshim, and they got told off for it, Moshe Rabbeinu was angry with them. So why taka did they not kill the Noshim? They were the ones who were machshil. Zokta panim yofo is, I'll tell you why. Because it was only the Anoshim, the men who went to war. They were the ones who ran away. The Noshim, they stayed at home. So when they opened this gate and people ran out, who were the ones who ran out? Zokta panim yofo is, it was the men who ran out. So the men, Taka, the men of Midian, on them you could say, called the parish, Meiruba parish. Oh, but on the Noshi who stayed at home, they were involved in the war. So they didn't run out. They remained Kavua. So each lady you come into the city of Midian, each lady you find, she might be a lady from Moyal. You can't kill her. So that's why, that was their cheshbon, why they didn't kill her. Ad Khan, Divrei Aponim Yofes. Now, but what happened to Maisa? After the war against Midian, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Bnei Yisrael off, and he said, you should kill the Noshim. So they went, and they killed all the Noshim of Midian. So one can ask the Kasha, but how could they kill them all? Maybe one of them is from Moab, and he don't have a roi, because Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza Domi. But nevertheless, Hashem said, the Teretz is, now you understand Moshe Rabbeinu's Habamina, a Naya Pshat. We asked the Gemara, asked the Kasha, why, now this week's Sedra, why did Moshe Rabbeinu think, as what, that he's allowed to make a war against Moab? Without permission. He's making war? He had permission. Because against Midian, he was allowed to kill the ladies. Now, not of all, the ladies, they stayed at home. And if they stayed at home, then there was no roiv. Kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. So when you go into a house in Midian and you have a find your lady there, it's a sofik deiraisa lechumra. She might come from Moav. It's a deiraisa to kill somebody from Moav. Al totza es Moav. Sofik deiraisa lechumra. And nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you have to go and kill all the ladies. You're allowed to make a war against Moav. So we have another pshat. The Mishnah Melech says the Gemara Baba Kama is going according to the Mandahama Einshim Minadim. Is a bazai. So we have Shreya. Very nice. But what are you going to do according to the Mandahama who holds Ein Einshim Minadim? What was how will we explain what was the Havamina of Moshe Rabbeinu to make a war against Moab without permission? According to the Stikut Torah from the Haflah, it's beautiful. Because since against Midian we were told to kill the Noshim, even though the Noshim, according to the pshat of the Ponim Yofes, they were kavua, kol kavua, kemechza, mechza, there was no roiv, sovik derais and luchumra, maybe they come from Moav, and nevertheless we were told to kill them, idacharam, are you allowed to kill the people from Moav? Idacharam to have a minna. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu thought that you're allowed to make a war against Moav.
Once the women were moved from the Machne of Moab into the Machne Sur, the Yitzchak Moshe was the one they moved. So that one already.
Yeah, but that's called. Called the porridge is only if it's not before Nenu. If you take them out, then that's like going to a shop and buying something. That the black kavua. It's only when it's pirish shleib before Nenu. Yeah. Okay. Is the Mishnah Melech comes and he gives another text. Let's go back to the original Kasha. The question was, how could Moshe Rabbeinu have a Havamina to make a war against Moab based on a Kal V'Chomer? Surely there's a Klal, Ein, Einshin, Minadin. So we had one Teretz, in Ochanama, the Gemara is going, is the Mishnah Melech comes and he offers another Teretz. And he says, maybe this Klal of Ein, Einshin, Minadin only applies for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. For the Umas Olam, when there's a question of giving a punishment from the Umas Olam, in the Nishdar Zaklal, then you can be manish even Minadin. As is up to the Mishnah Melech. In Ponim Yofos in the Haflah, brings another teretz to this Kasha. It says, if you look in Chazal, the Chazal say, in Parshas Matzos, I think, when the Pasuk tells us about the mitzvah of making a war against Midian, Zong Chazal, Mikan Lamadnu, from here we learn, Haba Lahargecha, Hashkeim Bahargah. Someone in self-defense, someone who is trying to kill you, you're allowed to kill them. Now, it's difficult, this Chazal. The reason why we were, l'chaira, told to kill Midian, was because of what they did in the past. Not because of what they're going to do in the future. They were machshil, the Bnei Yisrael, in Znus, and we were told to punish them because of what they did to us in the past. Not because of what they're going to do. So what's got to do with the klal of self-defense? Of a bala argha haskim lahargoy? Zoktopalim yavaz. You see clearly that there was two motives, there was two reasons behind this mitzvah of waging war against Midian. First of all, taka, to punish them for what they did in the past. But second of all, taka, to stop them from any future attempts at trying again to be machshelos. Zoktopalim yavaz, that's not an einish. Killing Midian because of what they did in the past, that's an einish. Killing Midian to stop them from doing something in the future, that's not an einish, that's self-defense. Ein einshin min hadin, says the Ponim Yofis. A kavul chayma, you can't make a kavul chayma to give an einish, a punishment for what was done in the past. There's a klal of ein einshin min hadin. Oh, but to stop somebody, if you're told, if there's a mitzvah to stop someone from causing damage in the future, that's nothing to do with Hilchas Einshin. That's not a punishment. That's self-defense. There's no klal of Ein Einshin Min Hadin when it's Alshem HaOshet. So we have two other terutzim. Either the klal of Ein Einshin Min Hadin is only Negei Klal Yisrael, or the klal of Ein Einshin Min Hadin applies to an Einish. And over here, this wasn't an einish. This was, or not, wasn't only an einish. It was also to stop them from any future. Now, if you remember, you might remember, why, taka, is it ein einshin min hadin? What are the reasons for this rule? If you can use a kavul chayma to make something osa, to make something mutter, to make something tameh, why can't you use a kavul chayma to give an einish? So there are various reasons given. According to one pshat, it's halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. The Yud Gimel Midas Shatir and the Dreshes Ben, one of them is a Kavul Chayma, and Moshe Rabbeinu was told that Hasinai, the Kavul Chayma is given, is there to learn about Dinim, but not to give ancient. There's a cost of Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. It's one pshat. There's a Marsha, the Marsha quotes another pshat. The Gemara says, on the mitzvah of Oiv, I think it's called Oiv Yudaini, State in the Gemara, if a person is Chai Misa, if he takes his son and he gives them over to Oiv, and then he's Chai Misa. So the Gemara, but what happens if it's his only child? So the Gemara, then you're not Chai Misa. If he gives all his children over, or this is his only child, it's Dafka Min Meir from his children. But if he gives his only child or all his children over, then he's not Chai Misa. Breng the Masha, Aitzakal Chayma. So, Dr. Marshall, an einish is a kapara. The purpose of a punishment, the Rabbeinu Shlom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in giving patch. The purpose of a punishment is in order that it should serve as a kapara. So the person after the einish will be able to go into Gan Eden. Some averus are so chomor, are so severe, that any punishment which you give, it just won't be able to be, it won't provide a kapara. So if a person gives his last child over to the Avodah Zarah, or all his children, that's so severe, there's no kapara. Stam hagin and a man, stam to kill someone, there's no such thing. So therefore, he doesn't get killed. So Dr. Mashah, that's why, ain't Oichim and Adin. What are you going to say? If already you get Misa for this, Kabuchayme you get Misa for that. No, maybe because that's more chamor, so therefore there's no kapara. On the contrary. Since that Aveira is more chomor, so stand to kill you can't kill it, there's no kapara. That's the second reason. And the final reason which is given is, maybe there's a pircha. Can't be ancient, but I did, maybe there's a pircha. So I'm nearly finished, sorry. Is a bazai, is, let's just, we've got two terutzim. Why we don't apply the rule of ancient, but I did? Either because it only applies to Yidden, not to Usailam, or because this is not an anus, it's, now, according to the reason of Halach Lamech Misinai, fine. The Halacha Mishra Sinai doesn't apply to Umsoilam, and it only applies to an Einish. So that works with either terms. According to the reason of the second reason, maybe there's no Kapara, it's also good. This only applies but when it comes to an Einish. But when the reason why I'm killing is in order to self-defense, so you're not talking about punishments. You're not talking about kapara, self-defense. Kavul chayma. If I'm allowed to defend myself here, kavul chayma, I'm allowed to... That's a good swara. And who are doing by the Umas Olam? By the Umas Olam, an einish on the Umas Olam is an einish, not a kapara. But if you say maybe there's no Kal V'chomer, that's all very, there's a pircha, I mean, that's all very well by the umus, by the svara umus olam. But umus olam, no, so there's a pircha, no, so, what's that? We're not worried about not being, about there being a pircha when it comes to the umus olam. The whole purpose is v'tzilo eidam, we try to save yidam, yidam you try to save. Ma shein king, like the terrace, that, like the Mishle Melech's terrace, that the reason why there's no klal of inon shimon adin was because it's al shema osid, very nice, but maybe there's a pircha. So the terrace of the Mishle Melech, which he, of the Eponymy Office, I'm sorry, that the reason why we can't do Ein Shimon Adin is because this Halshema Asid, L'chir, that does not fit into the Pshat, that the reason why Ein Shimon Adin is because maybe there's a Pirch. Okay, the Ha'ara on the last week, we'll have to leave another time.